story, continue the previous one. Now, so Theo and his friends enter that pub, and they come up to the table, or they come up to this, you know, where you order beer and, "Hey, have a beer, it's on me," one of them says. And Pio looks and he says, "You have alcohol free?" "Yeah, I guess so," the lady behind the counter says, looking at him a little strangely. "I'll have one of those." And his friends also look at him like, "What? You don't drink real beer anymore?" Well, you know, I used to hang out on pubs enough. And one day I just got fed up with alcohol. "Hey, what are you saying?" "Oh, you became religious or what?" And Peter said, "Just makes you dull. Got sick of it." And there one guy said, "I say, into the fog again. Cheers." And they go with their big pints and he with his bottle. Well, they kind of smiles and jokes. "That's kind of what I meant. I like the clear sky and sun, other than the fog. I think I understand what you're saying. Hey, look over there. It's the gang." And they come over to a table and, "Hey, Pio, long time no see. Sit down." "Life in the big city. I thought you were gonna come back after school, but you got stuck up there, right?" looks on the table next to them, there are three women sitting also. You know, they're all Peter's age, around 70. Hey, Alan, or some other name. You are here too. And she says, yeah, just visiting now and then. I should also move to the big city, right? Someone says, so tell us what's happened since last time we saw and met. And Peter says, well, quite a lot. And then one of the other guys says, well, here, not that much. I worked in that car garage until I got pension 3 years ago. Hey, we thought you would take over your daddy's trouser factory. Well, now the entire textile industry is gone anyway. Some other guy says, he looks a little bit more down, like he had a couple of beer already and is a little pessimistic nowadays on the world and life. Move to China and Bangladesh. Says another guy, and another guy. Yes, well. That's what they call progress, I guess. Out competing us with very cheap third world work power. Another one says, I just saw a documentary. The Chinese version of your dad. Owning a trouser factory, said I put on 100% markup from the production costs on my trousers that we make. But the British, the Western corporations who buy them, they put on 1,000% profit. And now the guys are the middlemen, freaking middlemen. But you know that now we are rising. What do you mean, says Peel? Didn't you hear? It was Sophia. You know, Ruth's daughter, older sister. Moved to the big city and became a pop star or something. I think I heard about her, says Pia. Now she came back with an idea. She made friends with a famous clothes designer who drew up a collection of fancy, expensive fashion clothes. Dug up our old mothers and fathers, and we're learning too, and our kids. The old sewing machines. Cheap, good quality. Sell directly to the stores in the big cities. No middlemen. Fashion clothes. Price. But quality that lasts for life. Hey, sounds like a good business idea, says Pio. Yeah, and it works, actually. And some others started doing it in nearby towns as well. And someone else said, yeah, you know, during the Second World War, a country was self-sufficient. The very most of what we consumed here in our town was produced locally. But now we are depending on the big corporations, which makes us weak. And but this is changing now. It's we, small town people, who are doing it. And then the ladies shout, "Hey guys, we're gonna sit talk politics all night again," or "come over here and behave like normal people," and they're laughing. So the guys are rising, and then Pia says, smiling, "Yeah, I guess we could talk philosophy again. We could talk a little philosophy." And the lady goes, "Oh." I don't know if I should switch over to Maria again, but let's go on with the pub here, whether we split them up, that's a later thing. "More beer," someone shouts. "You sure you don't want whale stuff?" Look like some of them guys suspiciously on PO. I said, "No, I'm okay with it. I have another one of these." One of the guys who is now getting a little bit tipsy, saying, "Ah, wrong with you? You were always like that, different. Why can't you just be like the rest of us, normal? And then a woman there says, oh, come on, we should defend him. We should be ourselves. Here in this town, this is Helen or whatever her name. Here in this town, everyone wears the same glasses and shoes and think you just have to be like everyone else, otherwise you're not normal. And the guy says, but to pay, but you know, I think you should have taken over your father's factory. Maybe now it would work. It's still, the place is still there. And Pia says, ah, oh, I'm just not, I'm the black sheep in the textile industry family. Yeah, you were going to be an artist, right? Someone says. But then another one continues, seriously, he's a little tipsy too. People start wanting to talk serious stuff. I mean, I don't know. We heard that then you became one of those Hare Krishnas, a monk dressed in orange bed sheet. I mean, seriously. Were you on drugs or what happened? And then they all now are attentive because they all are aware of this story. I mean, you were the least religious of us all. And then you get pulled into a cult. And Pia just smiles, saying, well, another one says, don't tell me you're still in that. And Pia says, well, it's not about that, but I warned you. And we'll start talking philosophy. And one guy goes, life is just meant for living and enjoying as good as you can. Until it's over, another one fills in. And the one who has then collected most toys wins the game. And they laugh. Of course, Pio has heard all these jokes many times. Pits over everyone, it's on me, someone says. Now they're getting in a good mood here. Carpetosa, Marina, whatever. And then Pia says, Vegetariana. Yes, they have. Oh, you're a vegetarian also. They bring in some salad and carrots. That's one of the gross guys there. Pio goes, whoops. Never heard that one before, huh? And then they say, so tell us, why you got into all this strange stuff? Pio thinks, looking out the windows, saying, you know, well, it started with me thinking about what to do with my life. One day when I was 20, I had just lived automatics, and it was time to question that lifestyle. You know, the one we rebelled against when we were teenagers. Life on rails, our parents lived. Habitual life. many things were just stupid. I was looking at the bottle. And I don't know, it could be something that I want, something that I could connect back to Maria, who's now coming out of the fashion shops with a lot of bags. What maybe Pia could say the last words there, something like, you know, making money and shopping. Is that all life is for? Then whoop, we are over there to Maria, just the same scene that we left her in. She's coming out now from this storehouse, and she has all these bags, fancy clothing bags. And again, walking past Arthur and Elma, what her name is, and the others saying hi, and they look surprised. Hey. She walks in the big building, the up-down building, the foyer, the usual one with the lady sitting there, who doesn't recognize her really. Or maybe she does, because but the option is that she comes out of... No, she cannot change her... No, she comes like that, and then she says hi. But she's just Maria. Hi, Maria, says the lady there. And she draws her... lips her card there. Because it's one of those automatic entry... things there. And yes, she's just Maria. And she goes elevator up, special car, up to the upper floor. Secret building up there. Throws the clothes in the sofa. It's down by the computer. No, actually, it's not a computer. Yes, you could do that. And saying something. Hi. The name of the AI lady connected to that computer and the whole computer system. Hi, how can I serve you? Beautiful day today. I am a little bit lost here. Whether I said all this already, but I will do it anyway. If I'm repeating myself, then make something out of this. So somewhere she should say that. She already did, right? I have to stop here and see where we end up.